Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uz billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawati Islami, and these are the headlines.
Faizan-e-Madina hai, Deen ka paigham, khabar hai ye aam.
Main tamam sogwaroz taqziyat karta hoon, aur sabr humein se kaam lene ki talqi.
Amir Ahlus-Sunnah sends a condolence message upon the death of various people, expresses commiserations for the departed, offers dua for their forgiveness. Amir Ahlus-Sunnah sends a message for sick people, offers dua for a quick recovery. Dehr-e-Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari conducts a meeting with various departments. Dehr-e-Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari attends the meeting via video link. The performance of the departments is reviewed. During the meeting, future goals are set. A Jamiat Madina for Boys is inaugurated at Bhimpura, Karachi. The devotees Rasool participate. Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Amin Attari delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan. Rukneshwara visits the shrine of Baba Miskeen Shah Nurullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi, offers Fatiha. The invitation towards righteousness is presented to the devotees Rasool at Darul Madina in Rawalpindi. The head of Professionals Department Pakistan presents the invitation towards righteousness and introduction to the departments. Giving a short measure and weight is also a cause of Allah Almighty's displeasure. Severe warnings have been stated in Quran and Hadith against giving a short measure. Our lovely religion Islam also teaches the etiquettes of business. A 63-day Madani course is held by Madani Courses Department in Dhaka, Bangladesh. The devotees Rasool from Silhet, Rajshahi, Sayyidpur, Kumilla, Chittagong and other areas participate.
We welcome our viewers to Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details, and first of all, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir Ahlus-Sunnah, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for forgiveness to donate virtues to the departed.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين دنیا و آخرت کی مثال فرمان مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ کی قسم آخرت کے مقابلے میں دنیا ایسی ہے جیسے تم میں سے کوئی اپنی انگلی سمندر میں ڈالے پھر دیکھے کہ انگلی کتنا پانی لے کر لوٹتی ہے حوالہ مسلم شریف صفحہ نمبر 1171 حدیث نمبر 7197 حضرت الحاج مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمت اللہ علیہ اس حدیث پاک کے تحت لکھتے ہیں خیال لے کہ دنیا وہ ہے جو اللہ سے غافل کر دے عاقل عارف کی دنیا تو یعنی عقل مند اللہ کو جو پہچاننے والا ہے اس کی دنیا تو آخرت کی کھیتی ہے اس کی دنیا بہت ہی عظیم ہے غافل کی نماز بھی دنیا ہے جو وہ نام و نمود یعنی شہرت اور دکھلاوے کے لیے کرتا ہے عاقل یعنی عقل مند کا کھانا پینا سونا جاگنا بلکہ جینا مرنا بھی دین ہے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت ہے مسلمان اس لیے کھائے پیئے سوئے جاگے کہ یہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتیں ہیں مفتی صاحب مزید فرماتے ہیں کشتی دریا میں رہے تو نجات ہے اور اگر دریا کشتی میں آ جائے تو ہلاک ہے انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفی جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا غفار الذنوب اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے رب غفار ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما
اللہم آمین
الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت پر جگہ نصیب فرما
اللہم آمین
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے
اللہم آمین
رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما
اللہم آمین بجاہ خاتم النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجیے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجیے
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Let's now inform you that the head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, conducted a meeting with various departments of Dawat Islami, in which the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, also participated via video link. During the meeting, the performance of the departments was reviewed and future goals were set.
During the meeting held for New Societies Department, Construction Department and Qudamul Masajid wal Madaris Department at the Global Madni Merkez Fazani Medina, Rukne Shura Sayyid Luqman Attari, Rukne Shura Haji Barkat Ali Attari and other related representatives participated. Moreover, Rukne Shura and Head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Ali Attari and other related representatives participated online. During the meeting, the performance of the departments was reviewed and suggestions were considered regarding new and pending projects, and there was also a detailed discussion regarding their completion. Head of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, provided guidance to Arakeen Shura and other related representatives.
At Madanipura, Bhimpura, Karachi, an ijtima was held with respect to the inauguration of a Jamiat Madina for boys at Rahmat Masjid, during which Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Amin Attari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan. Besides this, Rukne Shura visited the shrine of Baba Miskin Shah Nurullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi.
Alhamdulillah, the religious departments under Dawat Islami are increasing rapidly by the blessings and mercy of Allah Almighty and Amir al-Sunnah's prayers. With respect to this, an ijtima was held at Rahmat Masjid, in which local Islamic brothers as well as representatives, students and teachers participated. Moreover, the head of district Mushawarat, head of town Mushawarat and representative of Jamaat Madina Karachi participated. Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on blessings of respecting in the religion Islam.
Deen-e-Islam, hamein اس بات کی تعلیم دیتا ہے کہ مقدس ہستیاں ہوں، متبرک مقامات ہوں یا بابرکت چیز ہو، جس چیز کو بھی نسبت حاصل ہو جاتی ہے وہ برکت والی ہو جاتی ہے، اور الحمدللہ اہل سنت میں ادب سکھایا جاتا ہے، اہل سنت با ادب ہیں۔
Rukne Shura motivated the participants to make their children huffaz and Islamic scholars and to enroll them in Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina to adorn them with religious education. In the end, Rukne Shura offered dua. Keep in mind that the classes at this Jamiatul Madina had commenced from Shawwal al-Mukarram. Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari visited various departments of Jamiatul Madina and met with the students. Thereafter, Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari along with other representatives visited the shrine of Hazrat Sheikhul Mashayikh Qibla Baba Miskin Shah Nurullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi and offered dua and fatiha.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented to the devotees of Rasul at Darul Madina Islamic School System, during which the head of Professionals Department Pakistan delivered a bayan amongst the Islamic brothers and presented an introduction to the departments of Dawat Islami.
Aashiqane Mustafa ki Dawat Islami, Deen hai sabko sikhati Dawat Islami.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented amongst the devotees of Rasul related with various walks of life at Darul Madina Islamic School System in Sakht Road, Rawalpindi. The head of Majlis Pakistan Professionals Department delivered a bayan amongst Islamic brothers and while presenting an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami, informed them about the global religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. The head of Majlis Pakistan informed the participants about Darul Madina running under Dawat Islami and motivated them to enroll their children into Darul Madina to adorn them with worldly as well as religious education. The head of Madrasa Pakistan also said that education as well as ethical guidance is also provided at Darul Madina. In the end, the head of Madrasa Pakistan Professionals Department offered dua.
At Faizani Madina, Jacobabad, an ijtima was held to donate virtues under Dawat Islami's Special Persons Department with respect to the urs of the third caliph of Muslims, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. The provincial representative delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the blessed life of the third caliph of Muslims.
An ijtima was held to donate virtues to the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, under Special Persons Department at the Madi Merkez Fazani Medina in Jacobabad, Sindh, in which special persons as well as representatives participated. Mubaligh Dawat Islami delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the seat of the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. The representatives of Special Persons Department offered dua, moreover, sunnah-inspired bayan and dua were interpreted in sign language.
Profiteering and giving a short measure are crimes that not only disgrace the perpetrators in this world, but there is also a strict accountability on it in the hereafter. It is permissible for the seller to make a legitimate profit on the sale of his goods. But if he nevertheless gives a short measure, he commits an offense which causes loss to the buyer. Severe warnings have also been given in the Holy Quran and Hadith Sharif against giving a short measure and weight. Let's learn more in this report.
The religion of Islam has set a code for us Muslims that includes the manners of living, the way of doing business, and their daily activities. Entrepreneurs are also entitled to make a decent profit while selling their products. Yet there are some people who sell their goods at exorbitant prices but also lie about measuring goods. However, in the Holy Quran and blessed Ahadith, there are strict warnings for people who take such steps. It is stated in a Hadith that there is a valley in hell that is so hot that even mountains melt in it, that hell itself seeks refuge from it, and that people who are slow in offering prayers and dishonest in measuring goods will be imprisoned in it. Furthermore, the Holy Quran states, "And when you measure, measure fully, and weigh correctly with the scale. This is better, and its outcome is good." A person who violates human rights may face significant challenges and most importantly divine punishment. The shopkeeper said that.
عوام اپنا منافع دے رہے ہیں کلو میں 10 روپے 5 روپے اچھا خاصا منافع ملتا ہے تو اس کے باوجود اگر لوگ ایسا کرے تو یہ گناہ ہے تو یہ نہیں کرنا چاہیے بہت سخت گناہ ہے عوام کے ساتھ ظلم ہے جو بھی دکاندار ناپ تول میں کمی کرے اس کے خلاف سخت ایکشن لینا چاہیے تاکہ لوگ دکاندار سے سبق سیکھے
اچھا کرے گا اچھا پائے گا برا کرے گا برا پائے گا اور جو انسان اگر غلط کر رہا ہے تو وہ اپنے لیے زہر بنا رہا ہے.
Remember, on the day of judgment, the amount of wealth that has been diminished in the measurement due to dishonesty must be accounted for. May Allah Almighty provide us insight and keep us safe from all forms of deception.
Let's give you some news from Bangladesh, where a 63-day Madani course was held in Dhaka, in which the Islamic Brothers from various areas participated, enlightened their hearts with religious knowledge, and expressed good intentions. Let's learn more in this report.
A 63-day Madani course was held at Khwaja Gharib Nawaz Masjid in Shah Jahanpur in Dhaka, Bangladesh, in which the devotees Rasul from various areas of Silhet, Rajshahi, Sayyidpur, Rangpur, Kumilla, Chittagong and Dhaka participated. They were guided about wuzu, salah, morals as well as other rulings. Regarding what is taught in this Madani course, the teacher of Madani course told Madani News.
Bangladesher Shohor Dhaka Shahjahanpur er moddhe 63 diner Madani course shuru hoyeche. Ei course er moddhe jara asche taderke sohi bhabe makhraj shohokare Qurane Paker tilawat pashapashi sunnat doa নামাজ, ওযু, গোসল, নামাজ ভঙ্গের কারণ, নামাজের শর্ত, নামাজের ফরজ, মুসাফিরের নামাজ, কাজা নামাজ, জানাজার নামাজ, দাফন কাফন ইত্যাদি শেখানোর সৌভাগ্য অর্জন হয়েছে। কোর্সের মধ্যে আসার বরকতে ইসলামী ভাইদের মধ্যে এমন জজ্বা উদ্দীপনা সৃষ্টি হয়েছে। ইনারা প্রায় ইসলামী ভাই নিয়ত করেছে কোর্স শেষ করার পর 12 মাসের সফরের জন্য আল্লাহর রাস্তার মধ্যে বের হয়ে যাবে। তো আমি আপনাদের সবাইকে বলবো, যারা যারা শুনতেছেন, আপনাদের পরিবার আত্মীয়র মধ্যে যারা উপযুক্ত রয়েছে তাদেরকেও আপনারা 63 দিনের মাদানী তরবিয়ত কোর্সের মধ্যে পাঠানোর নিয়ত করে নেন।
What the Islamic brothers participating in the course learned and what are their intentions with respect to this, while expressing intentions to spread religious education, they also expressed their views to Madani News.
নামাজ শিক্ষা, কোরআন শিক্ষা, ইনশাআল্লাহ আমি দাঁড়িয়ে রাখার চেষ্টা করতেছি, আমি দাওয়াত ইসলামের সাথে সম্পূর্ণভাবে সম্পৃক্ত হব।
পাগড়ি বাঁধার নিয়ত করে নিয়েছি, এর জন্য আমি 12 মাসে সফর করব ইনশাআল্লাহ।
এই 63 দিনের কোর্সে এসে অনেক কিছু শিখতে পেরেছি এবং আমি 12 মাসের কাফেলার সফরে যাওয়ার নিয়ত করতেছি।
নামাজের প্র্যাকটিক্যাল, কাফন দাফনের প্র্যাকটিক্যাল, জানাজার নামাজের প্র্যাকটিক্যাল, ঈদের নামাজের প্র্যাকটিক্যাল ইত্যাদি অনেক কিছু শিখা হয়েছে।
আমি জামিয়াতুল মদিনাতে ভক্তি হবে।
এই কোর্সে এসে আমি নামাজে আহকাম রয়েছে, নামাজের ফরজ, গোসলের ফরজগুলি রয়েছে।
Let's give you some news regarding the distribution of rations by FGRF in Mozambique, Africa, with the great cause of consoling and working for the welfare of the grief-stricken Ummah of the final prophet of Allah Almighty. The representatives distributed rations and presented the invitation towards righteousness under FGRF at various places in Zambezia province. Let's learn more in this report by Mohammed Tariq Attari Madani.
Recently, rations were distributed and the invitation towards a rights system was presented under FGRF at various places on the outskirts of Zambezia province. With respect to this, the representatives of FGRF and the head of Sofala province distributed rations amongst the local devotees of Rasool in Makuba, Zambezia. On this occasion, the invitation towards a rights system was also presented amongst the local devotees of Rasool. The head of Sofala province also presented Madani Qaeda to the Islamic Brothers. On this occasion, the head of Sofala province told Madani News.
Zambezia के एक सिटी मकूबा के अंदर इस डिवीजन के जो 11 जिली हल्के हैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वहाँ के आइमा इकराम हमारे साथ हैं और आज इनमें मदनी फायदे भी तकसीम किए गए इनकी मकामी जबान में अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमारे मदनी फायदों का सिलसिला किया गया है अपने मदरसों में इंशाल्लाह बच्चों को और बालिगान के जो मदरसे लगते हैं इंशाल्लाह वहाँ पर भी इसकी तालीम को आम करेंगे और कवायद व मखारिज के साथ इंशाल्लाह अज़्जल ये मदनी कायदा पढ़ाया जाएगा इस तरह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दावत इस्लामी अपने दीनी कामों को बढ़ा रही है देखी की दावत को आम कर रही है साथ ही साथ अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह एफजीआरएफ का काम भी चल रहा है राशन पहुँचाने का भी सिलसिला जारी और सारी है इंशाल्लाह दावत इस्लामी के दीनी कामों में हम भी हिस्सा लेंगे दावत इस्लामी के मदनी अहतियात में भी आप हिस्सा लीजिए इंशाल्लाह आपके मदनी अहतियात से दावत इस्लामी दीनी फ़ायदा हासिल करेगी और इंशाल्लाह नेकी की दावत का पैगाम
Rations were also distributed under FGRF amongst the Islamic Brothers arrived various areas of Navarin, Zambezia including Nanti, Furkia, Namakura and Naurin. The invitation towards righteousness was also presented on this occasion amongst the local devotees of Rasool. Rations were also distributed under FGRF for the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet in Pebani, Zambezia. On this occasion, the head of Sofala province told Madani News.
Mozambique ke division Pebani ke andar hai alhamdulillah Dawat Islami FGRF ke tehat alhamdulillah ration ki taqseem ka silsila kiya ja raha hai. Zambezia hamara jo province hai is province ke andar ab tak 5220 families ko 5220 फैमिलीज़ को अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह राशन की तकसीम का सिलसिला किया जा चुका है दावत इस्लामी गांव-गांव करिया-करिया जाकर अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह नेकी की दावत भी आम कर रही है और मुसलमानों के साथ ताउन का भी सिलसिला जारी है
The invitation towards righteousness was also presented amongst the present devotees of Rasool, in which the head of Sofala province motivated the Islamic brothers to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami.
In the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various people upon their ailments. He offered dua for their recovery and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمدہو و نصلی و نسلم علی خاتم النبیین غریب مریضوں کی عیادت کرنے کی فضیلت فرمان مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم قیامت کے دن ایک پکارنے والا پکارے گا کہاں ہیں وہ لوگ جنہوں نے دنیا میں فقراء و مساکین مریضوں کی عیادت کی پھر یہ لوگ نور کے منبروں پر بیٹھیں گے اور اللہ پاک سے کلام کی سعادت پائیں گے جبکہ دوسرے لوگ حساب کتاب کی سختی میں مبتلا ہوں گے الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفی جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا شافی المرض اے بیماریوں میں شفا دینے والے انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمت اور سنت و بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرما یا اللہ پاک یہ بیماری یہ تکلیف یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخل ہے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے
اللہم آمین بجائے خاتم النبیین
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ گھبرائیے نہیں یہ بیماری انشاءاللہ القریب گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں مکتبۃ المدینہ کے رسالے بیمار عابد پیج نمبر 31 پر کچھ اس طرح لکھا ہے ایک بار درود شریف پڑھ کر ہر بار بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم کے ساتھ سورہ علم نشرح 7 بار پھر آخر میں ایک بار درود پاک پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے انشاءاللہ الکریم گردے کی بیماری میں فائدہ ہوگا گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous new visit, dawateislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May dawateislami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity.